Robot or not, robot or not.
All right, I want to take you back to your youth. The Nintendo Robot Operating Buddy, or ROB, was a friendly plastic creature that was, I don't think it came with, I think you had to buy it as an extra, but it had Nintendo games that would work with it. And it was released in Japan as the Family Computer Robot. But both of those names have robot in the title. So is ROB a robot?
Was it games plural or was it just Gyromite?
Maybe it is just Gyromite.
You could buy with it as a bundle. Anyway, first of all, ROB was a terrible game peripheral.
Okay.
And it's amazing that Nintendo Entertainment System
there's no debate about this one.
Smoothly bypassed that terrible game peripheral because it was so heavily featured in all of the product shots, which was also part of the whole idea of, like, this is after the video game crash, and they had to position the NES as, this is not a video game system. No, that market crashed. This is not that. This is a family entertainment center or a toy. So the robot was an important part of marketing the console to convince retailers to carry it, to differentiate it from the Atari 2600 and all the other stuff. This is after that whole business tanked because of a variety of reasons. And so that was an important function of ROB. But once the NES got into people's hands, ROB should have been just chucked in the trash and everyone should just play Mario and be happy because it was way better and forget about that robot thing. But in all the advertising, ROB was heavily featured. ROB was a bad game peripheral. ROB was not a robot despite his name.
What did he do? I never had an NES because I was just old enough that I was into the Atari, and then I didn't buy another console after the Atari until the original PlayStation. So I never had, my Nintendo experience is basically non-existent during this period. So what did ROB do? What was he for?
I never played Gyromite with him, but I think he had some kind of spinning things that were balanced, and as you did things in the game, he would move his little robot arms from right to left and grab these spinning things and put them down somewhere. It was another terrible attempt to integrate something in the real world with something on the screen that you can't look at both of them once anyway, and he's not entertaining on his own, and you just want to play the games, and it wasn't even a good game. So it was kind of like a, I want to say augmented reality, but an attempt to incorporate real-world things into video games at totally the wrong time, especially since the things that were on the screen were all people cared about as long as the game was good and Gyromite was not.
Is he a robot?
No.
I didn't think so, despite the name. Take that, Family Computer Robot.
Robot or not.